أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء ولا يظلمون فتيلا انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 49 and 50 of Surah An-Nisa. The Yahud used to say in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Nasara, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ, that we are the أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ, we are the children of Allah Ta'ala, and we are the beloved of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And like that they used to say, لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, that the fire of Jahannam will not touch us but for a few days. لَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى, none will enter Jannat but a Yahudi and a Nasara. And all of this they used to say because they used to believe that they were purified insofar as their souls were concerned, and more especially when they heard verses like the previous one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive shirk and kufr, but Allah will forgive, besides all of that, any other deed that a person had carried out, an ill deed. So they used to say that they are absolutely purified, there is no need for any kind of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are the claims they used to make. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ, that did you not see those people who claimed the purification of their souls of themselves, that they made this claim themselves, it was a self-claim. And Yahudi and Nasara apart, even for us as believers, we have no right to make any claims insofar as the purity of our hearts are concerned, insofar as the purity of our souls are concerned. Firstly, because it is the result of arrogance. It is the result of our pride. And a few verses ago, we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love that person who has pride and arrogance and boastfulness. So whatever good a person does, then that person should have it between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one reason that we should not be boasting and not making claims of the purity of our souls. The second is, we do not know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the deed or not. We could have been striving in the path of Allah ta'ala our entire lives. Yes, we would have the hope that Allah Ta'ala accepts, but we should not be convinced and we should not be elated and joyed and forget that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not accepted any one of our deeds. So there should be a bit of caution insofar as that is concerned. Then the ulama have written, another important reason would be that we do not know how we would leave this world, what lies ahead for us in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know that probably up to now Allah has given us the tawfiq and Allah ta'ala has given us the guidance to carry out deeds and be obedient to Allah ta'ala. And tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may withdraw His help, Allah ta'ala may withdraw His hidayat. We do not know what our condition will be in the future. So hence we should never ever have this boastful attitude and make any claims of our purity, make any claims of the purity of our souls, etc. Whilst on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about it in the Quran Sharif, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, all those verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compelled us to seek and to look for the purification and to purify ourselves. All that is in order, but there shouldn't be any claims. بَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, nay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. that is in the choice of Allah, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا, and they will not be oppressed, they will not be wronged. The equivalence of a fatil. What is this fatil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about? Is when we look at the pit of a date, then across the length of that pit, we will see that there is an enclave. And in that we will find a little thin thread, a fiber thread. And that is this fatil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that that much of zulam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not do. Now some ulama have expressed, it is in actual fact the weight of that fatil. And if we look at it, we will judge that it has absolutely no weight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now telling us that absolutely no zulam, no oppression from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Relate this to the rest of the verse, that if you have purified yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, and of course there will be no wrong that will be done to you insofar as the reward is concerned. Undur kayfa yaftaruna ala Allahi al-kadhib. Allah ta'ala says, see how those who have forged or fabricated a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by speaking about the purity of their souls. Again, the Yahud and the Nasara, with all the claims that we are the children of Allah, we the beloved of Allah, the fire of Jahannam will not touch us, none will enter Jannah but a Yahudi and a Nasara, and all those claims that they made. Now they are fabricating a lie upon Allah Ta'ala. Allah had not given them any kind of assurance that it will happen. It all depends on the iman of a person and how one leaves this world. وَكَفَى بِهِ إِثْمًا مُبِينًا, and it is sufficient as an open and manifest sin when one attributes a lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.